Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got all kinds of interesting stuff to talk with you about tonight. Joining you in the studio, you've got me, Ian.
Cecilyn.
And Daryl.
And so coming up, Cecilyn, you and I were at the Shire Dude trial this week, or what would have been a trial.
It would be trial.
What we were hoping was going to be a trial, and we can talk more about what exactly happened there here in a little bit. And then, Daryl, you've got an update on the Ross Ulbricht case, sort of. One of the related stories to the case that may actually have a real impact on the appeal. Hopefully.
Yes.
That's going to be a real big news. I want to start with that here tonight, but also want to invite you to join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, coming up, Kim Jong-un says he has created the cure for MERS, AIDS, and Ebola, and I think maybe a few other things. So we'll get into that, because that's apparently a real story. We were checking today, Daryl. You were doing a lot of digging to see if this was a real story.
I was doing a lot of digging, because as soon as you told me this, I said, oh, this has to be that same BS like North Korea landed on the sun, which came out from some parody satire website, and like CNN picked this thing up and ran with it, saying that North Korean state media claimed that they landed astronauts on the sun.
That's like legit liar, liar, pants on fire.
Right, but because people just want to laugh at North Korea,
they believe
they're willing to believe that North Korean state media said anything.
Well, there are a lot of ridiculous things that come out of North Korea. There's no doubt about that. So I can understand why people would fall into that trap, but there were some really ridiculous things in that Sun story that should have made it obvious that it wasn't
they landed
real.
At 3 o'clock in the morning so that it would be dark.
And when I say this story is real, what I mean is, it seems to be something that North Korea has put out there. Not that I believe that they've actually created a cure for MERS, Ebola, right. SARS, and AIDS.
The claim coming from North Korean state media appears to be real.
Meaning that they actually did make the claim, not that
yes.
The claim itself is true.
Yes.
And remember, for those of you who haven't seen, we might as well start with this one. We'll get to Ulbricht here in a moment. But for those of you who haven't seen any of the documentary work that's been done about North Korea, it's fascinating stuff. Vice.com has like three really good ones. There was another one I've
seen. There was a National, I think it was National Geographic.
I haven't seen that one yet.
With Lisa Ling from probably 15, almost 20 years ago,
right.
Where she went in with a team of medical missionaries. And they got to actually go visit the apartment of one of the people that was getting cataract surgery. And all of the pictures and photographs and paintings inside the apartment were pictures and photos of Dear Leader and his family.
Oh, yeah.
And
it would have been in big trouble if they didn't have those up, I imagine.
They asked the question, which one is your favorite? And the response was, oh, they're all my favorite. There was a question of, can Dear Leader do anything wrong? And this was when it was Kim Jong-il, not Kim Jong-un.
Right.
And the question was, can Dear Leader do anything wrong? The response was, I don't understand the question.
Wow, does not compute.
Yes.
Not within their paradigm.
Like, they understood the concept of right and wrong, can somebody do wrong, but they did not comprehend, can Dear Leader do anything wrong?
Right.
That's some, like, big-time Stockholm Syndrome.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And, well, of course, maybe, right? Like, you don't know whether the person's just putting on an act.
Right, and okay? that was basically the ultimate conclusion, because they recorded all of these people getting the bandages taken off of their eyes after the cataract surgery, and there was a big, giant picture of Dear Leader, and they went up and they were praying to Dear Leader, thank you, Dear Leader, for giving me my sight back. I will work so much harder in the salt mines to please you. Thank you, thank you. And Lisa Ling, doing the commentary voiceover narration, said at some point it was difficult to tell if these people were being sincere or if they were just putting on a show because they feared not
repercussions,
being seen as being sincere.
Yeah, so it's hard to know.
But at some point, it doesn't really matter because they were still complying with whatever was being asked.
You do whatever you needed to do to get your cataract surgery in North Korea as well, I suspect, right? So
do whatever you have to do not to get killed.
Yeah, exactly. So here's a story from TheGuardian.com. North Korea says it has succeeded where the greatest minds in science have failed. The authoritarian, impoverished nation announced it has a drug that can prevent and cure MERS, Ebola, SARS, and AIDS. The official Korean Central News Agency said scientists developed Kumdang 2 from ginseng grown from fertilizer mixed with rare earth elements and micro quantities of gold and platinum, according to its website, kumdang2.com. I'm shocked that they even have a website. I mean, if you've ever tried to find North Korean websites, the only one that I've ever seen is the Central News Agency website, which looks like it was last updated as far as the guts of the site, as you know, the tech behind the site. It looks like it was last updated in 1998. They still put new items on there, but it had a real old kind of feel to it.
Did it look like the old GeoCities?
Maybe a little worse than that. It's been a while since I've laid eyes on it.
Does it have multicolored font with a really hard background to read?
Flashing.
And little dancing things.
I don't know. Maybe we can pull it up here and we'll see.
Dancing Kims on the side.
We'll see if they've done an update. But apparently they've launched a website for Kumdang, KUMDANG, the number 2.com. Quote, this is their release from the Korean Central News Agency. Malicious virus infections like SARS, Ebola, and MERS are diseases that are related to immune systems, so they can be easily treated by Kumdang 2 injection drug, which is a strong immune reviver. The secretive state did not provide proof, and the claim is likely to provoke widespread skepticism. North Korea shut out foreign tourists for 6 months with some of the world's strictest Ebola controls, even though no cases of the disease were reported anywhere near the country before lifting the restrictions earlier this year. According to the World Health Organization, it's believed to be struggling to combat diseases such as tuberculosis, and respiratory infections are among its most common causes of death. North Korea trumpeted the same drug during deadly bird flu outbreaks in 2006 and 2013. According to the pro-North Korea website Minjok Tongshin, the drug was originally produced in 1996. But is it just now that they determined that this drug that's been around for nearly two decades can cure SARS, Ebola, MERS, and AIDS?
It can cure everything. It's like all the big things.
It truly is a wonder drug, and the thing that you'll see, at least according to them, the thing you'll see them do is they'll claim that it was Kim Jong-un who actually designed the drug. Now, they don't say that here in the Guardian, but this is the kind of mentality that they have over there, sort of like you were saying, Daryl, where people were worshiping him as though he were the one who provided them with sight.
Right.
As though he were the one who, you know, designed the operation that they went through or something like that.
Well, because through Dear Leader, everything is possible.
Right, exactly. And so there was a Vice documentary where they actually went into a gym, and it was like, you know, Korean National Gym or something like that. And Kim Jong-il, I think, was in charge at the time. Or was it Un? I don't recall. But anyway, one of the
I think it was Un because it's when Dennis Rodman went over and they played basketball.
I get my Uns and my Uns confused all the time.
Un is the chubby boy. He looks like he's
the
more
only
than
fat
anyone
kid
in the
entire country.
So he had put his seal of approval on certain exercise equipment, and he had also designed the official North Korean
exercise regimen.
And so, you know, some people could go in and use unapproved equipment by Kim Jong-un, but obviously there were, you know, there was waiting in lines at the equipment that was blessed by him, essentially. And so, you know, he is generally revered as this godlike man, and so it wouldn't surprise me if they were promoting the idea that it was he who created this.
Do you want to hear the dosing treatment according to the website, akumdang2.com?
I would love to hear about that, but we're going to come back and do that here in a moment. The North Korea claims, by the way, come as a rival South Korea fights an outbreak of MERS that has killed two dozen people and sickened more than 160 since last month. There is no vaccine for the disease, and we'll find out about what was it, dosing instructions?
Yes.
For Kumdang 2. We'll get back to that here in moments. 855, 450, free. I bet you're just lining up out there to get a trip to North Korea and try this experimental technology. It's Free Talk Live. We'll return with more on the Olbricht trial as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now. 1-800-940-5957. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-940-5957. That's 1-800-940-5957. 1-800-940-5957.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live. We'll talk about a little bit more about this North Korean claim that they have found the cure for SARS, Ebola, MERS, as well as AIDS.
They invented it back in 1989,
oh,
apparently.
Really?
but they are just now figuring out all of the things that it cures. Their website, the Kumdang 2 website, has not been updated in at least 3 years. Because it says, over the last 23 years since May of 1989, and that would be 3 years ago. So they've not updated the website in quite a while.
Let's talk more about that coming up here. I want to let you know about ProXPN first. That's a good way to protect yourself online from criminals that might want to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets or your very own internet service provider that may be saving your surfing history. In fact, they might be keeping those logs for several years in some cases. You can stop that from happening by encrypting your data connection with ProXPN. Just go and download their app. It's free. You can get started right now over at proxpn.com/FTL. Whether you're on Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, or Linux, they can get you connected and encrypted, which means no more prying and spying. ProXPN.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, you can use code FTL50. You'll save 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy an annual account with code FTL50. It breaks down to about $5 per month. And by the way, that's good for the lifetime of the account. So when you're ready to upgrade, or not upgrade, when you're ready to renew for year number two, you get the same awesome discount at ProXPN.com/FTL. Plus, with a premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits, and you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So go to proxpn.com/FTL and use promo code FTL50 to get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. It's proxpn.com/FTL. So, Daryl, you've been doing a little digging on this claimed cure-all, basically, from North Korea, making the claim that it can cure MERS, Ebola, SARS, and AIDS, and this is Kumdang 2, which has been around for more than two decades.
Yes, and according to the website, before I get into the dosage, they have a much longer list of diseases and illnesses that it treats. So I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to read some of the ones that I find the most interesting.
All right, please.
Allergic skin disease, cosmetic effects, diabetes, different kinds of inflammation, fever for unknown reasons, disorders before and after childbirth, drug addiction, epidemic diseases such as bird flu, new flu, and AIDS, gastric hemorrhage, heart disease,
so hold on,
arthritis,
wait. So
liver disorder caused by alcohol.
So it's...
It literally cures everything.
It's going to repair
pancreatitis.
It's going to repair your liver.
Epilepsy and spontaneous gangrene.
But it listed AIDS in that list, and this news story is making it sound like they're just now coming out with information with the claim that it will cure AIDS. So
right. They also claim that it treats various cancers and venereal disease, as well as hepatitis.
It truly is a cure-all.
And tuberculosis.
Praise dear leader.
And the dosage does not change depending on what illness you have.
Tell me about that.
The opinions of... Wait, no, this is under certificates. The dosing. The basic administration of Kumdang 2 injection is simply on the first day, apply 1 to 2 ampules. And I'm not sure how much that is, but it's some measuring dose of something.
It's whatever it comes in, I think. They come in some injectors or whatever.
Okay, 1 to 2 ampules. And from the second day, depending on the patient's response, increase every day its each time dose by 1 ampule, getting them 1 to 2 times daily with an interval of 1 to 2 days on every 5th day.
An ampule is a sealed glass capsule containing a liquid, especially a measured quantity, ready for injecting. So inject with one, and then if it doesn't clear up the next day...
It says 1 to 2,
and
then
another
on the second day, depending on the response, increase, skip every 5th day. Skip either 1 or 2 days every 5th day. After the 10th day, including the days of interval, get 7 to 8 ampules each time, 2 to 3 times daily.
Whoa.
For 2 to 3 days, then suspend the injection. And later, depending on the development of cure, resume the injection. This method is oriented from the mechanism of applying a heavy strike upon the disease after the patient's body is acclimated to the injection. In case of emergency, by injecting it every 4 to 6 hours, 5 to 8 ampules each time, we could save
many
dying patients.
This is a lot of injecting. I just like to say, I mean, I don't have a problem with needles, but some people certainly do, and this is a lot of poking.
Yes.
Maybe they should just do a transplant and take out all of your blood and just fill it with this stuff. Because it sounds like it's magic.
Yes. We can save many dying patients if the patient with no critical severity got from the first day as many as 6 to 8 ampules each time. They might experience overburden at the heart, indigestion, and other heavy healing responses while getting little effects on the treatment.
It's okay. Your heart's burning because you're actually healing. That's the indicator. That
on the other hand, what they're
it's
saying
the burning
here,
feeling of dear leader's love.
if you overdose on Kumdang 2, then you might have overburden of the heart,
right?
Indigestion and other heavy healing responses. On the other hand, injection of only 1 to 2 ampules every day for a very long period would result in the waste of the medication and a failure to obtain the desired effect.
So you have to be very, very careful to take the dosage in the way that is recommended. You don't want to stray outside of those parameters because then the healing abilities will be maybe nullified.
You either have overburden of the heart or you're wasting the medicine.
I love how side effects have become heavy healing.
That's an interesting marketing promo there.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that something is lost in translation here from Korean to English.
So I wonder what this stuff costs. I mean, does it have an order form or whatever? There was a different website that you'd have to go to, right? Some Russian?
Yeah, so they have on there where to buy, and it takes you to something that's written in Russian.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to Google Translate, I found out that it says this product can be purchased at the online store KoreaBud.com. The goods are delivered worldwide, possible cooperation. Our dealers in the Russian Federation, and then there's a telephone number. There's actually two telephone numbers, both in Russia. Moscow supplies certified. Beware of imitations. Buy Kumdang 2 injections only from authorized distributors and dealers.
You know, I wonder how many people take this seriously outside of North Korea. I mean, are there poor, sick people out there who are seeing these headlines now and actually feeling like they have a chance that, you know, they could cure AIDS or SARS or MERS with this, that, you know, it's sort of leading them to this website in a legitimate manner? Because obviously we're talking about this just sa-ha-ha, North Korea.
I think you can cure your hypochondria with this. But then again, you can cure hypochondria with placebo.
Wait a minute. Hypochondria, that's where people think they're always sick, right?
Yes.
I don't think you can cure hypochondria because those people tend to want attention, right? Like, that's why
right,
they keep
but
getting sick.
If you give somebody placebo and say, this will cure whatever's wrong with you, then they'll think that they're okay as long as they're taking their medicine.
But no, they'll keep coming up with new problems. That's sort of
not
what
necessarily.
A hypochondriac does, right?
No, it's all in your brain. You think you need...
The pill is helping me.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on North Korea? You can certainly bring up anything you want. Plus, coming up, the latest on the Ross Ulbricht situation. This is Free Talk Live.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. You may take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, the Shire dude, what was supposed to be a trial. Cecilyn and I will talk about that because we were both in attendance, as were a number of other activists. Was very good attendance at this middle-of-the-day affair in Manchester earlier this week. We'll talk about that. Also, the latest on Ross Ulbricht and what is a pretty important development in the sort of one of the tangentially related cases that could have a major effect on his appeal.
I don't know if tangentially related is the correct
term. How about
just
related?
It's directly related.
Yeah. I agree with you. I shouldn't have used that term. So we'll get into that here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Now, this week, Peacekeeper is launching an Indiegogo campaign for Peacekeeper 2.0. Last year, as you may recall, they released Peacekeeper 1.0, and as the world's first alternative to dialing 911, it was a hit. But there were some problems, limited features, persistent bugs, and a lack of a real network. They've spent the last 6 months learning from the first app, and they've learned what doesn't work and what does work and how to build on it. Peacekeeper 2.0 has the potential to be world-changing. They're creating new features like a verified network of peacekeepers that you can call in an emergency. No longer will you have to just rely on your groups and alliances. Now every peacekeeper in the area is a potential ally. They're hiring a new developer to create a powerful bug-free system and renovating their marketing and hoping they can bring in 100,000 users next year and show the state what real change looks like. They need your help. Peacekeeper is more than an app. It's a movement. It's a revolutionary system designed to challenge the status quo. It's a tool that will allow ordinary people like you to stand up and be heroes. It's a fast, flexible alert system that can help keep you safe better than dialing 911. Peacekeeper can change the world, and you can help by contributing to their Indiegogo campaign today. Just visit this website, and it will forward you to the proper Indiegogo link. It's PK, like Peacekeeper, pk.freetalklive.com. If you want to see Peacekeeper 2.0 revolutionize what protection means, contribute to their Indiegogo campaign today. And, of course, there's perks involved in this. pk.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the North Korean claim that they've got an amazing wonder drug made out of ginseng and some secret ingredients.
And platinum and gold, apparently.
Micro amounts. Micro.
Right.
Just
and
a little.
That will cure pretty much everything. Daryl, you went through a laundry list of problems that people might have on the website Kumdang 2, was it?
Kumdang2.com.
It's K-U-M-D-A-N-G and the number 2.com.
No dash, no hyphens.
I mean,
nothing.
If you have a hiccup, you got a thought of the hiccups.
Was
we'll
that
take
in
care
there?
Of that. I'm just making things up at this point. You got some rash on your feet. It'll handle that. It might kill you.
I bet you if you emailed them and asked if you could clear up hiccups, they'd probably come back with a yes.
Probably. I mean, after they updated their website that's, you know, at least 3 years old, they might get back to me.
And by the way, this is an injectable drug. You cannot take this drug without injecting it, and that's a pretty serious way to get something into your body.
You can do it either intravenously or intramuscularly.
Well, that's just wonderful.
Meaning that you can either put it straight into the vein or just into, like, a blob of muscle.
Wow. So you can share your thoughts here. North Korea is a fascinating place. I don't know if there's much else to say about this, but maybe there's some other news in North Korea that you want to share. You're welcome to join us here at toll-free at 855-450-FREE. And, of course, join us via Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm. So the Ross Ulbricht trial. For those who don't know, Cecil, and how would you explain to somebody who's never heard anything about Ross Ulbricht who he is?
So there's this guy, and he made a website on the black net or the dark net, you know, that can't be tracked by government agencies, whatnot. And some people use his website to sell things. Some of those things some people may call illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And so
like drugs.
Like drugs or other items. And so they arrested him and they put him in jail for life.
That's a pretty good summary. Yeah, the underground darknet markets, the Silk Road was the one that he created, and it was the most infamous of all. Of course, the FBI,
first of its kind.
Yeah, the FBI managed to shut down Silk Road 1 and 2, but there are now more than a dozen other sites in operation, and the black net or the dark net or whatever you call it is as popular as it has ever been, if not more so. So ultimately, all of the attacks on these various different marketplaces have done nothing but spread a more diverse group of marketplaces.
Because when you tell someone that they can't do something, all they're going to want to do is do it.
And there certainly is a desire and a demand in the market for drugs and other things that you normally can't buy legally. And so as long as the demand is out there, people will fill that demand. Daryl, you've got an update on this situation involving the DEA agent and Secret Service agent who have been charged with multiple felony counts in regards to essentially stealing money from Ross Ulbricht, or stealing from the government, ultimately, is the way the government is saying
right.
It, right? Because they confiscated Ross Ulbricht's Bitcoin, and these guys were involved in that. So, and I'm summarizing the story here. These guys were involved in the investigation, in the confiscation, and were trying to essentially funnel money to themselves, as well as do other things like essentially try to extort from Ross
right.
as well.
And convince Ross that he needs to kill people that didn't actually exist or do the things that they allege that the person did. The story here comes from Business Insider. And they began, Ross Ulbricht, the convicted mastermind behind Silk Road, the world's largest online narcotics emporium, won't be the only person nabbed because of his or her involvement with the site. Former U.S. Secret Service agent Sean Bridges will plead guilty to charges connected to the case, including money laundering and obstruction of justice charges. Bridges had been a part of the Baltimore Silk Road Task Force, known as SA Force, a group charged with tracking down Ulbricht, who went by the handle Dread Pirate Roberts. On the team with Bridges was DEA agent Karl Mark Force IV, who is also facing criminal charges.
Officer Force. That's that guy's name.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Force is charged with extorting Ulbricht, as well as wire fraud, theft of government property, money laundering, and conflict of interest. Over the course of the investigation, Bridges diverted to a personal account more than $800,000 in Bitcoin acquired during his investigation.
Wow.
He is expected to formally plead guilty later this year to the money laundering and obstruction charge. It is unknown what type of sentence he will receive.
It will be much less than Ross's sentence, I predict.
Of course, because whenever you comply and do what they say, they go lenient on you.
Right. It didn't, as an example, and also because he's one of the government's people, they'll probably go more lenient on him because of that as well.
Right.
I just saw some headline about a soldier who murdered somebody over in the Middle East, and he has been given time served.
Oh, yeah. The guy had the trial, I believe, out in California. Just wound up, that trial ended, and, yeah, jury gave him time served.
Yeah.
Yes, the government people do tend to get a better shake of the stick, unless you go up against the government in some way, form, or fashion, like Snowden.
Yeah, exactly. So,
right. Tell me more. The lawyer for Mr. Bridges told the Associated Press, Mr. Bridges accepts complete responsibility. He's regretted his actions from the start.
What? He feels
from the
bad,
start?
Guys.
From
he
the start?
Bad.
From the start of the prosecution?
Cut him a break,
probably.
Guys. He feels bad. You're hurting his feels.
Yeah, he should feel bad. He got caught.
He resigned from his post at the Secret Service on March 18th after learning that he was subject to an investigation. Mm. He later surrendered to the authorities in San Francisco and was released on bail several days later. The story behind how Force and Bridges became involved in their illegal activities is almost as strange as that of Ulbricht. While undercover on Silk Road as Knob, French Maid, and later Death from Above, Force allegedly sold information to Ulbricht illegally about the government's investigation and siphoned the payments into his own personal account. Force allegedly extorted enough money to pay off his mortgage, repay a $22,000 government loan, wire $235 to an offshore account in Panama, invest tens of thousands of dollars in real estate and stocks.
Hold that thought. We'll come back with more here because I think there's an aspect of this that's very interesting about Force, the other guy. Now, Force hasn't yet pled guilty.
Right.
He's the one who's accused of doing the most in this Ulbricht scam, this scandal, if you will. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. It's Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dismiss punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Quantum Life is here 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds.
On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you may join us here toll-free at 855-453. And you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Just send a contact request along. We will approve it as soon as we notice it come in. And then once you're approved, it'll be easy for you to call us on Skype about, again, whatever's on your mind. We're talking about the Ross Ulbricht trial and the related issues of these DEA and Secret Service agents, one of whom has now pled guilty to multiple felony counts, I believe, of basically being a scumbag and essentially extracting money from Ross Ulbricht and or other things. We'll get back into the story. Also want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content there by submitting news items, YouTube videos, fun stuff, whatever you think's cool, whatever you want our listeners to see and appreciate. You submit it there to the front page of the site via our Reddit-based system, and other listeners can vote up or down on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. So please, go get interactive. It's free over at freetalklive.com. So, Daryl, you're talking about the Secret Service agent. There was a Secret Service agent and a DEA agent who essentially worked to steal money from the Silk Road website, to extract money from Ross through lying to him and trying to, or extract, I should clarify, extract money from Dread Pirate Roberts. Because I think there's an important point here, and that is that Ross Ulbricht's original claim, when they opened the attorney did opening statements, was that Ross, yes, he designed the Silk Road, this infamous underground black marketplace online. Yes, he did design it. Yes, he was the first operator of the website, but that he at some point gave up operation of the site to someone else, and then later was somehow brought back in order to go down as Dread Pirate Roberts, in that the suggestion was that the operator that he had originally handed it off to somehow got wind, perhaps from this DEA agent or Secret Service person, got wind that a raid was imminent, and or that they were under serious investigation, and that dude then bailed, somehow enticing Ross to come back in and take over the site again, and then so Ross went down with the ship, so to speak. At least that's the narrative of the defense. Unfortunately, the defense was not able to actually present the story as to how all that supposedly happened.
Right, and they weren't allowed to bring up this in court either.
Of the corruption, you mean?
Right.
Right.
Because, well, the government is doing an investigation. You can't bring up things about an investigation that's currently ongoing, so you're guilty anyway.
So the appeal is in for Ross Ulbricht, and hopefully this revelation that these two agents were scumbags is going to help him in his appeal, especially since one has already pleaded guilty.
Right.
And that likely means that he has rolled on the other guy. If he knows anything about the DEA agent, Mr. Force, and what it was that he was up to, and I don't know what interactions the two of them had together, but if he does know anything, I imagine he is singing like a canary.
And after I finish with this article, there is a statement from Ross's attorney that was posted on the Free Ross Facebook page that I'll get to. The story here from Business Insider continues. It says, in January 2013, $820,000 worth of Bitcoin were stolen from the Silk Road. A theft that Ulbricht traced back to the account of Silk Road employee Curtis Green, although DPR allegedly hired Knob, thinking he was a hitman to kill Green for stealing.
Just to clarify, Knob was also known as Agent Force.
Yes.
He was undercover on the website, masquerading as though he was a drug dealer.
So,
and actually probably did sell drugs in order to get the cred that he needed to eventually end up taking over as an administrator on the
right. So Green was hired to wind up getting killed by Knob. Unbeknownst to Ross Ulbricht, Green gave up his admin stuff to Knob just a couple hours before the money was stolen. So the whole thing was a ruse from the get-go.
So meaning that the administrator had gotten busted, right? The what was his name?
Curtis Green.
He had gotten popped, and I forget what the story was behind how that happened, but I think he was selling drugs and somehow somebody opened a package and it somehow led back to him. Anyway, they busted him somehow long before the site itself was taken down. And he turned over his administrative access as Curtis Green, or whatever his online name was, to this agent.
Right.
And then what happened with the money, and when did that
This was just a couple hours before the agent convinced Ross to put a hit out on Curtis Green.
Mm-hmm.
So Curtis Green no longer had admin privileges to the site when $820,000 worth of Bitcoin got siphoned. But
how the hell does that happen without admin privileges? I'm missing something.
Okay, let's pretend for a second, Ian, that you're Curtis Green.
Okay.
You give me access to your account.
And you're the DEA agent.
I'm the DEA agent. You wash your hands. I no longer have access. You're running my account now.
Mm-hmm.
You are out of the picture. 3 hours later, I remove money using the account that you just gave me access to.
And you still had administrative access at that time.
I'm the DEA agent.
Right.
I have access. You do not.
Correct.
But I've got access to your account because you gave me access to your account.
Mm-hmm.
You've walked away. I tell Ross Ulbricht, hey, Curtis Green just stole $820,000 from you. You should probably put a hit out on him. I know a guy.
You told Ross that through your other account, the Knob account or whatever.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Bridges and Force let DPR believe that Green had actually stolen the funds.
Mm.
Unbeknownst to DPR, Green actually forfeited his admin account to Bridges hours before the theft occurred. Nevertheless, Bridges allegedly staged Green's murder with Force's help, sending, quote, proof of death to DPR, and that was later used against Ulbricht. And again, this is part of that unfiled charges stuff that's still hanging in Baltimore.
Right. So for those that aren't aware, Ross Ulbricht was essentially tarnished with the idea that he was a murderer. When he was first arrested, the FBI made statements about how he was allegedly involved in these hitmen for hire plots. And now what we're seeing is that at least this one plot was a total setup from the corrupt DEA and Secret Service agents who are working together to extort money from Dread Pirate Roberts. And so this is evidence that, first of all, it's evidence that the whole thing was a scam in the first place. So the idea of, you know, putting a hit out on somebody, the entire thing was manufactured from the get-go. But the one thing that's still not clear is who Dread Pirate Roberts was at the time that these people were communicating with him or her.
And there was
we don't know if it was Ross Ulbricht.
There was one of the agents that testified during the trial that he thought it was Mark Karpeles from Mt. Gox.
That's right.
And then 3 days later, the judge tells the jury, hey, forget everything that you heard the first 3 days of the trial because it's all speculation.
Yes. So if the story is true that Ross Ulbricht's attorney told that Ross handed off control of the site, then it may not have even been Ross who ordered the hit, who
right.
was successfully extorted from. I mean, the idea that Ross would do something like that was shocking to a lot of people, given that he is kind of like a peace-oriented libertarian type. I mean, he was recommending libertarian books to people on the Silk Road forums. He had like a Dread Pirate Roberts reading club, and this guy was supposedly a very, you know, principled guy who, in theory, did not believe in initiation of force. Now, of course, you could claim that it wasn't initiatory force because, well, you know, he put hits out on people who were trying to extort money from him. And so, therefore, maybe that was – there's a libertarian argument that was actually self-defense.
Right.
So
by late January of 2013, Bridges had transferred all of the stolen Bitcoin into the now-defunct exchange, Mt. Gox, according to the Department. By the end of May, the criminal complaint alleges that $820,000 had been wired from Bridges' Mt. Gox account to the bank account of Quantum International Investments, LLC, a dummy corporation he set up in February to hide the stolen money. In addition, Bridges, quote, without authority, developed additional online personas and engaged in a broad range of illegal activities calculated to bring him personal financial gain.
Wow. Bridges
did. Quote.
Bridges did.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. I got this. When I first read about these two, the Mark Force and Bridges, the guy who's now pled guilty, I got the impression that Bridges wasn't quite as involved as Force in a lot of this extortion, but it sounds like they were working intimately together.
That's what it sounds like to me, and I think they pretty much have the same charges. I think Force might have one or two more.
Hmm.
And my guess is with this plea deal that Bridges is going to take, he's not actually signed it yet.
Yeah.
He's just said, I'm going to plead. They're probably going to wind up dropping a couple more of these charges and let him off with a slap on the wrist. And his case is going through the Northern District of California, not through New York.
Well, if he takes the plea in this case, it's guilty. And that means that Ross might have a better chance with his appeal. And it also means that other agent, the DEA guy, is probably going to go down pretty hard. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. Hour 2's on the way.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercronius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. The liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja to get your copy of Hypercronius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercronius. zog.ninja. Code FTL.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.